Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Mandy Likes to Say It in French.
Don't do it. It ain't French.
We
it's
know.
An accent.
You've never
That's
been.
All.
So today we've got a guest who he's maybe been to France. We're not sure. But I'm a big fan of your videos online.
Thank you.
Is it Super Dirty Confession?
Dirty Street Confessions.
Dirty Street Confessions.
Yeah.
And it seems to be going viral. Can you tell us a little bit about your podcast starting, how people came to know you?
Word. So I'm actually an artist. I make music. And I was doing that for years. And then last year, I decided to just take a break from the music and
ask people about sucking dick on the street.
No, it didn't start there. So my boy that I was working with, Danny, he gave me an idea. He was just like, yo, you should go to Times Square and ask people like what kind of porn they watch. And I was like, yo, that's fire. Because the music is super vulgar, but it's fun. So it's like the music version of the show.
Before we get out of here, you gonna give us a freestyle of some nasty vulgar shit?
Probably not, but
damn. Come on, man.
But
I tried, y'all.
It's all good. So yeah, we did two episodes in 2018. Went to Times Square, asked people about their favorite porn genre. That did well, but I was so focused on the music, I was like, yo, it quickly fell off. The guy that was filming it, he didn't want to do it. So I was like, all right, cool. And last year, August, I decided to just pick it back up and just run with it. So,
have you ever been stopped in the street, like for permits or anything?
Permits, no.
So I recently started doing man on the street stuff. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
For my TV show, and I'm not going front. I had no idea. Like, you have to block out the time of day if you have a crew out there. Like, you got to be really low key about the shit. Like, you have to make sure that the city knows that you're gonna be there. Shit like that, right?
Right.
So. Mind you, I'm just doing outlandish shit like you too. I'm like, have you ever sucked a dick from the back? And like, police are turning around and like the camera crew got to show them like, no, we can be here from 5 to 6. Thank you. Like, wow. It's a whole fucking thing. But with yours, I'm like, your shit is so fucking wild. Somebody going to sue your ass one day.
Yeah, my shit is super low key. I don't have a crew. It's just two of us out there. And for the most part, it's quiet. It's not.
Do you make
people
sign like consent forms?
No, but we usually do like on like video consent.
Right. Be like, do you consent to have
yes.
it?
Yes.
Good.
Say your name. Say
That'll
your
hold
age.
Up in court for the white dude that got right. pissed on.
Which one was that? The white dude that got pissed on?
I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry. They may have been non-binary, but there was a person.
Oh. Okay.
They went to a dungeon, got peed on. Saw that?
Oh yeah. He was like, there's a lot of fluid around.
Yeah, that was fun. What do you think is the wildest shit you've heard since doing your show?
I know which one I heard.
So it was probably, there's a few. It was probably that story about the dungeon. And there was another one with the girl that fucked.
The girl that fucked.
Her ex's mom.
Her ex's mom.
You think she was serious?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But that was some wild ass shit. Like, what would your ex have to do to make you so fucking angry? Did you fuck one of his parents?
Oh, I can tell you right now. Let me elaborate.
What?
I actually can tell you right now.
You've been so
old
mad.
Bae, who decided to go fuck that old white bitch named Maggie.
But that's just...
And go, nope.
Wait, there's more?
Nope.
There's now, more?
What I'm saying is that's not just nothing. The nigga kept lying and lying and lying for years, and then it all unfolded and unpacked. And the reason there's a Patreon episode called He's Dead to Me is because he's dead to me.
Oh, and this white woman, Maggie, so you would fuck his mama or daddy because he fucked the white woman?
100%. Not just was, the white woman.
Was Maggie fired?
700 white women.
700.
He did not fuck no 700 white women.
I say probably 75.
I mean, but you had about 5 boyfriends. Why you had him too?
Excuse me. He asked a proper question. Was Maggie fire?
Was no, Maggie fire?
That was really why I was upsetting.
Maggie wasn't fired?
Would you admit if she was fired, bro?
Yeah. He had mad bitches that was fired. Mad bitches that was fired. Okay. But the bitches he cheats on me with, that's why.
But you said 700. Out of 700 of them, how many were fired?
Every ex-girlfriend he's had was a baddie.
Okay.
But then what he does is decide to like fuck with these girls that are just really bottom tier.
You know what? Can I ask? Because we got 2 men in the room.
I don't understand.
Why? Okay, but also.
It's not a good look for
but
me.
But also, wait. Because maybe there's something. Maybe there's a logic to it. Clearly, Beyonce got cheated on. So here we go. Why do men cheat down when they do cheat instead of cheating up?
It's not.
See?
Are you getting your numbers off? Like, what is
it? I don't think niggas care about that.
I don't really think it's numbers off for me. I mean, but I don't cheat. I would think that it's because of accessibility.
Talk your shit, King.
You feel me?
Edda like, said, I don't cheat. You
know, maybe it's just like something quick to get.
It's just like a new pussy thing?
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't care
it just so happens
what the
to
body
be,
or face looks like attached to the
I'm
pussy?
I'm not saying it's me. I'm just saying it might be that, what's it called? That it can just be that they, you know, they're just easy to get. And that's it.
He looks like he got a girl off of an extra of Dawson's Creek or
you
something.
You know what? Don't tell me they look like old girl on Handmaid's Tale. That is one of the ugliest lead character white women I've ever seen.
The white girl that was in his house was a real big. It's just like they'll have something like titties or ass. They'd be like.
That's what men like.
Huh?
Titties and ass.
That's all they really need. Titties, ass, and a pussy.
Y'all don't like titties and ass and pussy?
Also, you need to fuck bitches with something to lose too, for me. That's another thing. You know what I'm saying? Because. If I go out somewhere and people know that you're my man because I'm out here and we fuck bitches together, right. You can't also be the same nigga that's fucking girls like that. Like, nah. Because when you fuck bust downs, it makes me look like my man will take anything. And I won't take anything. So it's just not working for me.
Perspective.
See, that was weird because for me with my relationship, like we would go to sex clubs, right? And we also just knew that we both had different like taste in women.
Right.
Like I knew even some of the women he dealt with in the past and I knew that I was an anomaly. I looked like none of the girls he always wanted to fuck in the clubs and I looked like none of his
having a different look doesn't mean you're not beautiful.
Nah, they were to me they weren't my type. I feel like the type and again
but
maybe
type is different from them bitches being a four.
But it's also why looks are subjective. I don't know his to me his type was just different. I ain't even wanna suck their titties. I was like
what's your type?
I didn't want to suck their titties.
I like black girls.
That sounded like a basic...
What?
A basic one. I wouldn't have sucked their titties.
I wouldn't even suck their titties because then we in the sex club, if you're really beautiful, I'm making out with you, I'm stroking you, and I'm going to eat your pussy.
Ooh.
The girls that he liked, that's why we always would just part ways. Like, you go that way, I'm going to go find my girlfriend for the night. I like black girls.
I mean, same. But I think the other issue, too, for me, is like, if I continually find out you fucking white bitches, like, at this point, why are you here?
There was like an Indian one time. There was the exotic, like the white Euro type of bitches. But that's because we also be at NSFW.
I mean, but see, so. I think that when you have someone that keeps cheating on you with the same type, you know what I'm saying? You're like, what are you doing? When black men, especially of his caliber, are fucking with white girls consistently over and over and over, I'm like, bruh, you giving stuff, like, what's going on? Like, you must want this proximity to them at some point. Like, I don't want to hear that they're easier shit anymore. Because I got plenty of black homegirls that's fine as fuck and hoes.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is going on? So
probably he probably into race play.
Stop it. Not as giving Mano.
If I found out he was playing Runaway Slave,
would you be mad at that?
We would go. Charlamagne right now and being like, delete all of it from the Black Effect. Take that nigga's name out.
You would be mad if you found out he wanted to be a slave and call to use white women massa.
Fucking die.
If they was calling him nigga.
With an ER, do you think he would allow that? Actually, I'm not going to let you
I don't think
that.
He would. I don't think he would.
Yo,
but at the same time, I can't understand how you keep going back.
When you horny, you let some shit slide when you horny. It's like...
How many times you told him not to touch your hair? Maybe that's it. Because your hair do be done and them white girls will let you fuck it up.
Okay, it ain't about me telling him not to touch my hair because I always got knotless, so we cool.
Okay.
But I know he's probably sick of the braids a little bit.
You think
like, every time I'd come home with a sew-in, he'd be like, yo, you switched it up. That probably looked like that bitch Sarah. That's probably why you like that shit.
Sarah is crazy.
Anyway, let's get into the icebreaker questions I have for you.
Let's get it.
So, number one, I feel like this is super easy, and you may have heard it before. Would you suck a dick to save your mom's life?
Absolutely not. My mom got to eat that.
You said your mama got to die?
She got
to
go.
You really wouldn't suck a dick to save your mama's life?
What about if you just had to, like, spit on it and, like, jerk it?
I will help them kill her.
Yo, you gotta chill.
You crazy.
You have got to chill.
I gotta live with that
nobody
shit.
Nobody would know.
I'm gonna know. I gotta live with that. Nah, I can't.
You might like
hold on.
It.
Wait. Wait. What if?
Why did you come?
There's no what if.
Where did you come up with this question, bro?
She got that shit from me.
You done asked this shit.
You don't remember that?
No. Oh my God.
I just felt like it was appropriate since you've asked the question before.
Word,
maybe we should insert the clip later, but your man said he would do anything for his mom. So you would not.
I would not. And I love my mother to death. She means the world to me, but.
You don't love your mother to death.
No, to death. To death.
You would kill her.
Because she gonna die, yeah.
All right. Here's another question. What about if we completely removed the masculinity from it and you suck the dick from someone that had genitals that was a penis no. but was a baddie?
No.
All right, what about would you get your sick dick sucked?
Absolutely.
By a man?
No.
What about your ass ate?
Oh, yeah.
So a man could eat your ass?
Oh, no, by a girl.
No, we're not talking about
that. Oh, you talking about men?
It
oh,
don't no, make it
no,
fun.
No, no sex stuff with men, no.
No?
No, I'm not into men. I like women.
You gotta watch.
Yeah, but it's for life.
You gotta watch.
No,
actually,
she gotta
you
go.
Actually, no, you gotta watch this Netflix doc. So I just started watching it, but it's about a serial killer who was really into sodomy. And this, he had a guy over his house. They were playing pool. The other friends left, and he was like, "I'll be right back." Sat him down in front of porn. Came back, click click, gun to his head. Literally, just to see psychologically what he would do. This was how he got off, and he was like, either you suck my dick or I suck yours, pick one. And he was like, no. And he literally sat and the guy started crying. He was like, man, just joking, and started laughing. Nigga fell asleep. Woke up, there was a knife to his neck while he was feeling his thigh and was like, I'm gonna test you again. Like, let me suck your dick or you suck mine. And was literally putting these niggas like, what about if you die? What if a nigga put a gun to your head and said, I'm gonna blow your brains out if you don't suck my dick?
I'll pull
sorry,
that
this is also serial killer shit.
I'll pull watch that it on Netflix. Myself.
No.
You crazy. I wouldn't have got to the knife. St. Lucia. I wouldn't have got to the knife stage.
Okay.
Okay. It's the island.
What does that mean?
So I'm half Jamaican. My cousin had to leave Jamaica, baby. Okay. They don't do.
I mean,
no batty boys.
I
they don't do that. They don't do.
I get it now.
I get it. Like, it's deep rooted. Okay. We'll move on. We get where this is going.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Next question. This is our favorite one of horrible decisions to ask guests.
Word.
Suck toes or eat ass?
Oh, shit. Both, but...
You ass. Like both of them?
Yeah.
You like feet?
Yeah.
What kind of feet?
We gotta like stop when, asking you, this ain't even nasty no.
Do you like when they're like long and you could like suck them like
I can't give you like a what kind
You like a whole foot in your mouth or like toe to toe?
Nah, it'll probably just be toes. A whole foot is crazy.
Toe to toe. You know what that's similar to?
What? Oh, I don't.
You have one toe in your mouth.
Yeah, nah.
The big now, toe specifically.
Now, we're eating ass, does it need to be shower fresh or are you just a nasty nigga? You don't give a fuck.
It depends on who it is. If it's like, you know, if it's my shorty, it should be out the gym.
Not the way that coffee came out of me this morning. You would not.
It could be out the gym?
No, no, no. If you took a shit, I'm not about to eat your ass after you took a shit.
But you don't know that.
No, obviously, she knows.
It ain't got to be shower fresh.
Have you ever seen little tissue particles?
Nah. She knows. So
you've never seen tissue particles when you went down?
Dingleberries.
No.
Dingleberries.
No.
You ever taste a little pee? Because I
feel like I tasted a little pee before.
I've tasted a little pee for sure.
I feel like eating a little pussy.
Have you?
It's a little tangy.
You've never tasted pee?
No.
I mean... If
even
you
in a sex club, I ain't taste no
if
pee.
You eating pussy,
why had to be the sex club that was it?
If you eating pussy and she, you know,
because most of the other girls, I feel like I've ate their pussy is like out the pool or like we was doing some extravagant, just drunk, wild pool. Party shit.
So you tasted like chlorine pussy.
I watched Mandy chlorine put a pussy. Foot in her mouth at a pool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I like fucking with bitches by the pool.
And we were on a vacation. I mean, granted, it was a sex club
but
vacation.
But that means it's clean. Chlorine be killing all the germs. That's what chlorine
do. I couldn't believe it. I've heard this bitch say so much shit. When I saw her put that foot in her mouth in Jamaica.
Bro, that's what I said, bro. We are 6 years into this show. Ain't nothing
respect,
but a,
I respect it.
What's a little ass and a little toe?
But you know what's crazy?
You ate ass before?
You don't know what'll make you
ass.
Like.
I ate ass in front of 25 people.
Nah, I'll fuck with you.
Good
I like
you.
It.
I hate both of y'all, actually.
Was it a nigga's ass?
It was my ex's ass.
Was he bent over?
Yes, at the sex club and put my face right in and the whole room around us watched.
What's like the most amount of people you'd eat ass in front of?
I mean, nigga, if I do 25, I do 100.
Like, I feel like we could do a theater at this
like
point.
Like at this point. Right?
Sony Hall. Sony Hall, yeah.
Stop eating ass.
Hey, bitch, we sold it out 2 nights back to back. Imagine if you put your face in her ass. I feel like we could do great.
Actually, you've probably done that. You be doing a lot, bitch. You drank titty milk out of a bitch's titty.
Oh my God.
I ain't never doing no shit like that.
Everybody brought a stranger's titty. She was like, is it warm? Let me see.
Breastfed?
Yes.
That's gangster.
I don't think I stuck it out the nipple.
You was frauding? So you were fraud?
I don't know.
You let everyone know.
What did it taste like?
Wow. I just could not believe it was hot.
It's coming from your body.
I know, but like I know we know this now. But as a first timer of like tasting breast milk, I was like, holy shit. That was the number one thing I remembered. It was like warm. Like it
would
came
you put
out
it in your
pot.
Coffee?
That's
yeah.
With some ice cubes.
I drink oat milk. That's the best form of milk. Maybe, because honestly, from all the Molly I did when I was raving back then, I feel like it might bring back some cognitive shit. Hit me up. No, the titty milk.
Oh, titty milk. Like, the oat milk.
The oat milk ain't been doing shit, bitch. I forgot we had to record today.
I didn't forget, bitch. I was early.
The therapist, I mean.
She didn't remember. I told her last therapy session that we had this record.
Was that the nastiest thing you ever did, eat ass?
That is not nasty to me.
No, I mean, like, people would say it's nasty. So, like, freakiest.
Freakiest thing I've did?
Would you consider eating ass freaky?
That's like foreplay. That's regular shit.
That's like
that
foreplay.
Show, definitely not.
You know what I mean? That's regular shit.
No, but I interview a lot of people, so niggas be like, yo. Sometimes people be like, yo, eating ass is not
people's
freaky.
People's gauge of freaky is funny, though.
True. I mean, it is kind of freaky. So, I shared that I do want to fuck a daddy and a son, but I did fuck two brothers, and one of them I actually took the virginity of.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was why I thought you lost your virginity to him. You took his virginity.
I took his virginity.
Brothers, y'all did DP?
And you know, no. I fucked them separately.
Oh.
Which is crazy because I thought, you know, they brothers, they got to be hanging the same. Nope. One was much smaller. One was much smaller than the other.
Does size matter?
Blue is your sweatshirt
it's
black
grass green
god damn it
some
Are
women
in New York
some women don't like you know super big dicks.
I'm not gonna lie, a lot of my friends like small dicks. They do
not small
what's
medium
a,
yeah.
No, they say small.
What's a small dick?
A medium dick.
Like, can you take that banana?
Nigga, ain't nobody this big.
She'll take it though. You wouldn't do it,
Eden?
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Can you fit that shit in your mouth?
First off, no.
If you deep throw that shit right now, I'll give you all the money in my account.
I cannot deep throw this. I guarantee
difficult.
It. Yeah, no.
You know what?
But I like them big.
I like
a fat
size?
Dick. I just want to feel full. I don't like when it feels like there's room to go.
That fat?
No, I've never seen a dick that fat.
Yo, you got niggas on. You got niggas on porn.
That Latino dude I dated, the one that left me for Jesus, his dick was about this girth, like a Coke can. That's why I used to call him Coke can. And it was like really hard to put in my mouth, but I loved trying.
Now I'm not gonna lie, I don't like sucking big dicks. Hate it. My jaw hurt, mouth hurt. What we doing? And I feel like I ain't doing nothing, so I feel like a little bitch. So no,
but it's
like,
worth
I like
it.
Fuck
though.
Big dicks, but I ain't sucking a big dick.
Word.
I'll just go straight down to the balls and just stroke that thing. All right. I ain't hurt my
final
dick.
One to save your mom's life. DP or DV?
That's not gonna save it. He gonna do either one without the mama life on the line.
What do you mean to save? What like
you need more context for that?
Yeah, we need a little
to
more
save
context.
Your mom's life. You said you wouldn't suck a dick. Would you do a DP?
A DP like, with a girl?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, a girl, but you'd have to DP.
So it's me and another guy.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Oh yeah.
Would you do a DV, double vaginal?
I wanted the DV.
To save the life of your mama.
Then dick's gonna be rubbing.
Oh my gosh. Yo, all right.
You ain't gotta put one in your mouth this time.
Yeah, but it's a little
You know what DP, you gonna feel it anyway because of the
skin? Yeah, but it's two different, it's separate holes.
It's a barrier.
It's separate holes.
It's separate holes, fine.
There's
we'll
still a fine
it.
Line right
now. I've never,
there.
Actually never heard DV.
Yeah, double vaginal.
I've seen it, but
you need to interview some more motherfuckers. So.
You ever had DV?
No. I've never had two men at the same time. Not
I've had DV with a toy.
Oh, yeah, that's regular.
Yeah. But wait, was he big?
It stressed me open, bitch. But I used my little dildo. I didn't use, like, the big dildo. But we used the little
how
dildo.
Was it? How was it?
I liked it. It was cool.
It was a vibe?
It was cool.
It was probably more mental for you.
Yeah, it was a lot of work.
You nasty.
Like, you had to, like, you have to relax.
So they kept slipping out?
No, not that it slipped out. You got to relax just for it to go in.
Yeah, I don't know. Look at my legs shaking. I'm like, I feel like that shit gonna hurt.
Nah, it was cute.
Yo, I'm not gonna front. I had sex recently with someone new.
Nice.
And condom dick?
I hate your
it's been a, what? It's been a, like, a I'm minute since I've had sex with a big dick with a condom. I'm like, this nigga gonna think my pussy dry, bro. Like, I was like.
You just gotta have lube.
No. I know, but I didn't know his dick was going to be big. He's just like real chill and like timid.
Those be the ones with the big dick.
I know. And I should have knew it was coming.
The ones that don't talk?
Ooh, fucking motherfucker.
They be hanging.
Were you nervous?
When I saw it, honestly, I laughed a little bit. I was already high.
You laughed at the dick?
I was like, look at this big old dick. Look at you. That nigga chill as fuck, bro. He don't, and it's always a nigga that ain't pushing for sex. I thought it was going to be thick. I didn't know it was going to be big. And a little swoop turn. Oh my God.
Now, that sounds painful.
First, we were already high. So, like, you know, when you high, your pussy ain't as wet as. And I was kind of pissed because I was like, damn, my shit be flowing. And I'm really upset because now I have to have this condom, big, curved, thick, juicy dick. And now my pussy gonna act like it ain't talking about shit. And you know how else you know he had a big dick? Because niggas with big dicks know that they need to take your time. I saw his dick. I said, okay, wait. I have to be stretched out, okay? I need you to stretch me out first. I'm like, give me a moment. I was like, I can't get on top. And he was like, it's cool.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Them big dicks, I ain't getting on top.
And he's just sitting there holding his big dick, just letting it get a few in. Are you okay? And that's big dick talk. I was like, yes. Like Lamaze class, like. So now in the morning, I'm getting brave, right? I'm like, oh, I'm going to take this dick. So I went in the bathroom, and I'm talking to my pussy like, bitch, we going to get this shit. I did a quick stretch or whatever. Nothing. I tried to bend over. I tried. Now I got to get a new lube. I don't even really have lube because I ain't had a dick like that in a long time.
Really?
What's the point? Especially when you got super soaker shit. The dick was too big. It was soaking all the juice up.
But nah, it was the condom.
That sponge
dick. It was the condom.
Which is the terrible part. Because now I got to sit here and figure out, like, do I commit to this big fucking?
Of course you do.
Just tell him pull it off. Word.
Wait, what?
Roy's Law.
That is the worst advice.
No. No. I kind of feel like it's giving maybe you guys do that in St. Lucia.
We do that shit in Brooklyn.
Unlike the white hoes that Old Bay fucking, I got shit to lose, bitch. Niggas want to get me pregnant.
First it was France, now it's going to be the white hoes. Old Bay was fucking.
Maggie fucked up.
We going to be hearing that for the next
Listen,
couple months.
Maggie's husband could be watching this and I hope her ass get caught. How about that?
Damn.
I mean, they're in Australia, but you never
look
know.
Look at you. You giving the continent,
we have
bitch.
A listener base. I don't give a fuck. And them two kids. I hope all
That's
of them.
That's fucked up, yo.
Oh all the details coming out.
Oh, bruh.
Yo.
Oh, bruh. Do you think I care if I'm being this fucking flagrant?
You letting Maggie get everything.
Maggie could get it. I'm not fucking exposing my ex's name.
Can I see Maggie?
She gave him but that white bitch Maggie didn't all the niggas Sydney? She fucked.
Do you have a picture of Maggie?
Yeah, can I see?
What she looks? Let me see.
I want to see the picture, bro.
She might be fire low-key.
I got to see if she's trash. Bitch, you could...
She's not trash. She's just...
You said she bottom tier.
I know you remember
she's
that.
She's mid-40s, like white...
That's my vibe. That's my vibe.
You like MILFs?
Yeah, OD. I don't really like young chicks.
Honestly, she's rich, so that's probably it.
What's the youngest
age of a
woman?
Maybe it's her husband money that she spends that on her BBC with? Boyfriend.
Probably like...
BBC boyfriend.
Probably the youngest I probably do is like 30.
Okay.
But that's on the youngest
side. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay.
I have a lot of guy friends now, even in their like late 20s, that won't deal with any women in their 20s.
Yeah, no.
Like 30 and up.
I can't do it. I can't even have a conversation.
Dang.
Yeah, it's like
that. I feel that.
Like you're a youth. You know what's a youth?
What?
What?
A youth.
What's a youth?
I thought a youth.
What's up? You ain't just no new word. I thought you just... All right, this is our vanilla shit for the week. If you've never listened to our show, vanilla shit is a sex in the news type story. So I found this on Hollywood Unlocked. A husband created a sex schedule to satisfy his 9 wives. Did you see this?
No, I didn't.
A Brazilian polygamist who married 9 women created a set schedule in order to meet the needs of each wife. He is legally married to one of them, Luana, and established relationships with 8 other women to protest the country's ban on polygamy. So he claims all of them have crazy sexual needs, and at any cost, he is willing to fulfill them. So at first, he had all of the women set up appointments, but then he realized it was difficult because the timetables caused problems because it seemed like it was too much about a schedule and then not for pleasure. And then sometimes...
Yeah, I ain't fucking a nigga who sent me a Calendly link. Not happy.
That's difficult.
That's not.
But also, like, if you watch Big Love on HBO, do you remember that show?
I never watched it.
It was, like, years ago it came out, but he kind of had... And most polygamists have, like, Monday, Tuesday with this wife, yep. Wednesday, Thursday, whatever. But he said that when he did the schedule, he would have sex with one wife and think about another wife because it made it too difficult. The rotation became overwhelming, so now... He has a go-with-the-flow type arrangement where they can all be in bed. His wives don't mind sharing. Some of them experience jealousy when he shows favoritism to one person by getting an expensive gift or something like that. But the reason that he's able to afford all these wives is because they have an OnlyFans where his wives have exclusive content of their intimate conquests. They have about $73,000 in USD that they're making a month from the platform.
That's good. But wait, between 8 people, that's only less than 10,000 each. Not enough.
But they probably share in one house, so that's where the...
You think one house is housing 9 women?
Depends on how big the crib is.
Okay, actually, that's fair.
That's what I'm saying.
10 men a month is calm. Kids.
Well, the only thing good about if they're all close within vicinity, they should all be synced up with periods. So at least everybody gets
funny you mentioned the kids because here's the thing. One wife may be leaving because she said she's letting her jealousy compromise the marriage, but... He actually wants to have a child with each of the women.
Oh, it's giving.
He said he thinks it's unfair to only have children with one or two of them. That so Nick Cannon, I was thinking about. And I was like, you know what? If Nick Cannon said, fuck Wildin' Out Everything, just maybe got his little side cut from the franchise, and he got to fuck all them baddies that he got kids with, I would watch it, bro. And I would pay.
Okay.
I already pay for Miss B Nasty. I pay for Lena the Plug, mainly because I want to see what Adam's dicks looks like. It's just the truth.
It's big. It's out there for free, too.
No, I mean, I just like watching, especially when you know somebody and you're like, I can see your penis. I'm gonna pay.
And you know, I didn't even think white men had big dicks.
They got fat ones, bro.
Yeah, that was interesting. Not they. Don't make it a blanket statement for white
men. The ones I didn't see was fat as fuck. Remember Jeeves?
Bro, they still transparent.
That dick was huge.
It looked like the little thing that come out the dog.
Oh, okay. Girl, no, it's not. When you got a Middle Eastern white one, they brown.
It's not a Middle Eastern white one. You're talking about a white passing Middle Eastern. That's way different than a Middle. There's no Middle Eastern white
spicy
one.
Spicy white got yo. Think about nipples. When you fuck with white girls, they got pink nipples. Yeah. But when you fuck with white girls, that be like spicy white and shit. Don't think I brown.
Speaking of, real quick, where my camera at? Benny, fuck you.
Whoa,
Benny.
Whoa.
Do you know Benny was shocked to know that I had brown nipples? He saw
you have brown nipples.
I got brown nipples too.
We're fucking black girls. Don't do us.
Is it like...
No, Vinny was so shocked that my nipples were not pink because they were like showing... He was like, do you have pasties on? I said, no. He was like, oh, I said,
you had
those are my nipples. Vinny literally looked at me in LA when we were just in LA and was like, I did not know your nipples were brown. And I felt offended.
Brown, brown, or like dark brown?
Oh, like, don't do that. Don't do that.
That's actually a valid question, though.
Let me see. They darker than that look. They darker than that.
Girl, that is not brown.
Okay.
That's not brown.
That's light skin.
They darker than this table.
Oh, okay. They dark.
Right, yeah, I got like.
So you can actually see the areola.
Yes. Yes.
I hate dark, when you can't see it.
I got like that's brown like nipples.
No, I like when you can't see it a little bit, too.
Oh,
so
you like white women?
No, I mean, I like all women.
Oh, no.
I fuck with white women.
Hey, my man, tread lightly, all right? Maggie got this face going crazy.
I fuck with...
You know when they blend into the whole titty and you're like...
I love that. I fuck with that. I fuck with that when it blends in. It's like it's a vibe.
Oh, I don't have that.
I ain't got that either.
Yeah, show me later.
We will not.
This ain't Dirty Street Titties.
Good try.
All right, let's get into the hors d'oeuvre. Our hors d'oeuvre is our sex tip. We usually throw it to the guest, but I do want you to have one, so think of it. But I just want to give some tips out to this man that seems to be struggling. This is from a spiritual word Instagram. Someone sent me this. I posted it. People replied.
Yeah, it's wild.
You niggas are disgusting.
Wow.
So this comes from a black man, because I did think this was WPS. But no, this is not just white people shit. He says, and I quote, "My girlfriend never seems to wash before I give her oral. I noticed that every time I go down on my girlfriend, she's a bit ripe. I haven't brought it up because I don't want to hurt her feelings, but this morning she was really, really smelly. And I don't mind if it smells a bit funky. In fact, I like it. We were both really into it this morning, so I kept going because she was enjoying it so much. I feel like because I've never mentioned it, she must think I like it. But this morning it was extra pungent. And she has really big lips. And I noticed she gets a big gruely. Does anyone know what a gruely is?
No, what is a gruely?
Gruely is when, like, it's a term for when you get creamy.
Ah, okay.
Like ovulation fluid. But this morning, it was like stale piss and a bit like prawns. I felt like it was kind of gross, but I was...
It's not seafood.
Prawns.
It's giving gumbo.
It's giving hot juice. I'm not sure what to do, but I was mega turned on. It seems gross, but I'm actually turned on by her so massively, and I love giving her head. And I asked her if she wanted to shower before we do it, but she prefers to shower after. It's a fair enough argument to me because she has to clean up. She also says she gets around by her own scent, which I think is kind of hot, but not sure because I feel dirty when I do it anyway. So I thought this was obviously insane. But let's talk about the nigga that wrote me in agreeance. He said, "I get it. I also like it with a little bit of funk and mustard, too. But there are limits.
Mustard.
Maybe a shower before giving oral again."
Mustard is wild.
Mustard.
But now that he said mustard, it's not giving that it's the taste of mustard. Maybe he was talking about the cream mixed with piss.
That's OD.
No, Mandy, you're thinking color.
Oh.
He's talking about... He's definitely...
But did he say... Piss.
Have you ever
reread it again?
He said mustard smell. Oh. Think about when you put... When you're squeezing the mustard and you can smell it.
Mustard is gross.
That's nasty.
I don't even
buy mustard. Mustard is white people shit. If we
now here's what's crazy to me.
Mustard is white people shit. If it ain't honey mustard is white people shit.
I like spicy mustard.
Regular mustard is... You're half white. This doesn't count for us.
Bitch, but, you cannot talk bro, about me when you be talking about mayonnaise.
Y'all both have white.
I don't be... Mayonnaise ain't in my house.
First of all, mayonnaise is good too. I don't know why
you... It gotta be a little bit of mayo. But
I like sour cream now. I ain't gonna hold you. But that's giving Mexican.
If pussy tastes like honey mustard,
I put it on my taco.
Honey mustard tastes good.
Honey mustard is
good. Honey mustard is...
It's just mustard with honey in it. See?
No, it is not mustard with honey. It's sweet mustard.
No, it's definitely mustard. It's definitely mustard with honey.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was like just sugar mustard.
Like a whole new thing, though.
And they just added the honey.
I do think it got honey.
Sugar mustard.
But I like Dijon. But you know why, though? Because I've been to France.
You so.
You gonna swing on you?
This is... What's going on?
Come on, you need to see
that coming? Bitch, I'm so sorry about it. Okay.
Have you been to Turks?
Yeah.
Okay. You prefer France over Turks?
I just bring it up.
We gotta go to Turks and turn
Hey. Girl, you ain't been to Singapore, you ain't been to Vietnam, you ain't been to Cambodia. Don't let me list all the countries that I've been to that you ain't.
First of all, same here, babe.
You ain't been to South
Croatia,
Africa.
Croatia. Budapest.
Nigeria.
Tel Aviv.
I'm Israeli, my dad.
Bali. I've been to Tel Aviv and Jerusalem.
Fiji. Indonesia. We get it, Bali.
No,
Mandy, I think
Malaysia, if we want to keep going.
Mandy, you lived in Asia and dropped on...
It don't matter, so?
So, Japan, have you been there, hun?
On a layover.
Anyway, all the hors d'oeuvre is for me is to teach you how to clean your pussy. I read a thread recently on bathing that I thought was very basic, but I do think we need to go over these tips only because I had a 20-year-old come up to me at Black on the Block in L.A., saying that I changed her life and she's been listening to us for 3 years.
Okay.
That's insane because she was 20. So I do feel like there are people that have been listening to this show for years and years and years.
They were in high school.
And maybe we have conversations about things. So I'm here to tell you first off, okay? Embarrassing. I don't care. I'm 31 years old. I've had BV before. I've had a yeast infection before. Things have happened to my body and I didn't know it was happening. So let's talk about it. When I've had BV or anything or any kind of UTI, generally it's always come from like in the pool or staying in a wet bathing suit. Yep. If a bitch goes on a yacht, I'll be like, oh shit. Cause you sitting
can't
in
that, fuck 3 days after this.
You're sitting in wet underwear, right? Basically. So it's just moisture being trapped in there. Like these things happen. So there's ways to take care of your body. For one, for me, if you know you got a sensitive pussy or something like that, and you do, you know what I'm saying? It's giving rich nigga, you're jumping on and off the boat, swap it out a little bit, bitch. Put the skirt back on, take the drawers off, because your pussy staying dry means that there's nothing, there's no buildup creating there. And maybe that's why a lot of y'all are getting BV. In the gym, if I go home, I change my underwear immediately so I'm not sitting on the fucking subway with those fucking wet ass sweaty panties. Like all of that shit fucks up your pH. And the older you get, the more you learn how to take care of your body. And luckily, I know all about my microflora when we had Dr. Kim come here and shit like that. But learning about your pussy is a process. So cleaning it, for one, open the lips. Take your two fingers and open them up. When he said his girl had big lips, that means you probably have dirt that can get trapped in there, right? If you have any kind of discharge coming out of your pussy, it could probably build up to the inner corner of your lips. So watching the outside is not enough. Make sure you spread them. Also, when you're using soap to clean your pussy, don't shove it up your pussy. If you read any label of vaginal wash, it always talks about the exterior of your vagina. Self-cleaning oven is actually a true fucking thing.
But also, in cleaning it, it's okay to use just your hands. Like, if you're putting a washcloth to wipe off all of the dirt on your body and then you're like putting it right there. The loofahs, like, you just need to make sure it's a clean cloth if you're gonna use it. But for your genitals, it is okay to use water. Sensitive pH wash. Don't put Dove. Don't put Lever 2000.
Don't
3000,
put Summer's Eve, bruh.
Don't put that shit in your
if
pussy,
it
y'all.
Smells, if you can smell it and it smells like flowers and perfume,
don't put it in your pussy.
Don't put it in your pussy.
Literally,
because if I go eat a pussy and it smells like a goddamn fucking bouquet of roses, I'm not eating
it. Well, because roses smell like boo, ooh, ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
Bitch, you sprayed the trash can with it and I don't want it. I don't like pussy that smell too florally. No. Hell no. I want pussy that smells like pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy smells great. So stop being afraid of your own scent. All these rappers and
pussy
all these
smell great until it don't. Don't just say it smell great. Smell great till it don't.
My you're shit saving smell
them.
Great right now.
You're saving them from getting it to the smell bad, though. That's
but
what
I'm saying
about.
The smell bad. And what a lot of y'all don't realize is when you're putting all the flavors and fucking all the extra shit in your pussy to try to get it to smell good, now you're building a bacteria that's never been there before. So maybe your pussy smells okay right now. But when that nigga does the test to eat your pussy and he hits the back, then flowers gonna turn into fish. And we don't want that, sis.
It's giving salmon.
Not salmons.
That's salmon. Salmon.
We don't like that.
Mm-mm.
Now, back to the sex tip. Do you have any for ladies that for men for ladies? Like, it could be anything you could think of that you're really good at or a sex tip you feel like people need to know.
Shit. All I would say is just ladies, please your nigga. If he likes some shit, do it. Even if you don't like to do it, do it.
No, we don't do that.
What kind of fucking advice is that?
I'm telling
ladies,
you.
If you don't like to do something, tell your partner,
don't
love
do
you,
it.
But no. I don't want to do that.
No, here's what I'm saying. Right?
Let's elaborate.
For instance, like some women might not like to suck dick.
Okay.
For whatever reason, like some they might think is degrading or whatever. But I like my dick sucked. So if we're in a relationship, you gotta suck
you
my dick.
You shouldn't have gotten in a relationship with a woman that don't want to suck your dick if you really just want your, like, if you really like your dick sucked, like, that's not a relationship with someone that you should have got with.
Not necessarily.
Yes, that's
because you can compromise.
I think you're talking about compromise because I'm gonna be real with
definitely.
You. I don't know if Old Bay loved to eat pussy.
Okay.
Compromise.
Like, I feel like word. He was doing it, but like, I know when niggas can't stop eating my pussy. When I be in a car and they be trying to put their fingers in it, sucks. Like, niggas love eating pussy. He just wasn't one of them niggas that
it's
loved
compromise.
It.
Well, maybe,
don't get me wrong.
Maybe his tongue got tired from the other 700.
No, it probably did.
Nah, all I'm saying is like, obviously just, you know, please your partner. That's it. Because if you're acting like it's a chore and then it's just going to make the shit weird.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that compromise in the bedroom, like if there's something that your partner doesn't like, I think that you need to lean into that as well. Like, I'm not going to be with a partner who is telling me the one thing that he really likes, I absolutely hate and don't want to do. Like, because then it takes the enjoyment from me and even having sex. And then it's going to make me not want to have sex because I know having sex is going to entail me doing what I don't want to do.
Yeah, but everybody's not going to align fully all the time.
Shit, my ex to the T.
Yeah. I think there's a middle ground of this. Definitely. I don't think you should be doing something that you don't want to do. But like, if you have a hard no, that's a no, right? Like,
right.
From like, if it's fucking in the ass, no. Right. But sucking dick, if
you had the tip in.
No, I'm saying like, if you don't want anal, and someone like loving anal, like don't force yourself to do it. But if you're not a fan of dick sucking too much, but you know someone loves it, like I get compromised for sure.
Word.
Okay.
Like I think that's fair. I think that people should be compromising because sometimes, you know, it can be that you'd want to seek it somewhere else. Because I ain't gonna lie, bitch. The first mouth I had on my pussy after him, I was like, oh, these niggas like it.
Okay.
You just do it.
Wait, because he didn't want to do it, you felt insecurity? And
he
him not
never said no or anything like that. So that was never the case. I just realized, like, if he knew I didn't want to fuck, that's when he wanted to eat my pussy. And I was like, this nigga. But I'll still take it.
Yeah.
You know, and I
it's like, not every time I want to fuck. So.
And also, that's not a complete, like, I won't get in a relationship with you if it's not your favorite thing on the menu. You know what I'm saying? Like, you said to me once, or to all of us, I guess, who listen, that you don't really like head like that.
No.
So what if a nigga loved eating your pussy? Would you let him do it because he loved it?
I mean, I don't, like, I just don't need it. It's not that I hate it.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially when it's good, though. Like, it's not like I hate it. Like, if there was something I absolutely hated, like, sucking my titties, leave them alone.
Oh, you don't
like it? Oh, my God, I hate it. So, no, like, I'll push you away.
You hate it?
I do not like people. And maybe because niggas be out here biting and shit, that should be hurting. And my nipples get really tender, especially like the week before ovulation, during, I'm not fucking, but when I'm ovulating, like the whole week and a half before, my tits are really sore. Don't touch them.
You don't fuck during ovulation?
No, when I'm bleeding, absolutely not.
Oh, no sex on the period?
Wait, period. Not. Menstruation, ovulation, different.
Okay.
Period,
well,
sex is
during
fine.
Menstruation, no. Ovulation, I'm just really sore. Nah, like, if you like sucking titties, you're going to have to find another set of titties to suck.
I like my nipples.
Crazy.
I really hate my titties.
I did not know
it
that.
It hurts.
Do you lick your niggas' nipples?
I like play with them a little bit, okay. Yeah. But,
yo, niggas okay. Like they fucking
oh, yeah,
nipples.
Niggas love their nipple play with. Yeah, I do love.
Remember stick nipple fuck?
You did. You really called that man that?
No, because when I wanted him to fuck me from the back, he was like, nah, because my nipples can't get.
You said because his nipples what?
Son, this is a true story. Sugar daddy type, though, okay? He was this white man. He took me to the Hamptons. And I was like, all right, I'm getting some pussy. But he was cute, too, though.
Right.
So the first time we had sex, like, I noticed he wanted me to touch his nipples, but I didn't really understand what was going on. So the second time, I vividly remember because, like, it's almost like he wouldn't let me, like, use my own hands. Like, I put my hand on my clit to come, and he, like, brought it back up. And I was like, okay, he getting on my nerves. So then I was like, oh, let me turn over. And he was like, oh, there's not really, like, stimulation for me there.
If I'm hitting the shorty from the back, I'll play with my own nipples.
I was about to say, he should have played with his own nipples with his little lady.
Bitch, niggas don't fucking touch my... Oh, my God. I'm upset. I feel like dudes think I'm trying to be sexy.
Wait, when you do what?
I touch my titties so much, I think niggas think I'm trying to get them off. It has nothing to do with them. I masturbate with two hands because I need one here and one here.
That's wild.
Nah, that shit feel crazy.
Ever since I got my titties... I mean, they're 10 years old.
I was about... Okay.
But, or 9. But...
You got to get them redone soon?
I don't know.
I think it's like every...
They say every 15 10. Years.
Oh, I thought
if they still fire, you good.
No.
That is not how it works.
You know how like a water bottle can expire? It's because of the plastic or whatever. There's something about, I have gummy bears, but it's something about, I think the lining is where they have to change.
You can get fat transfer in the titties now, I heard. So look into that.
Yeah, nah. And men can get fat transfer to their
Listen,
dicks.
These titties, yeah, but... they move, they great. I'm getting the same shit. That doctor better still be alive because he doing these same titties. He was old when I got them. But I'm going to be like, listen, Dr. Greenberg, get it back up. Anyway, I'm just saying, I remember ever since then, my titties were like out of control.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today. Health Aid Kombucha.
Okay, let's get into the home mail, speaking of periods. This is from 2020. I don't remember us ever reading it, but for some reason, like, you know, when the mailbox flips to like, whatever. So this is what came up today, and this is fucking crazy. Here we go. First of all, I love y'all. Thank you for helping me find new shit for my sex life. Been with my man for 10 years, started when we were 17. Having to grow mentally and sexually together has been a journey, but hearing women break shit down is amazing. For instance, my toy and my pleasure with it should not make any man feel a type of way, and it helps so much to learn that from you guys. And now he's even surprising me with new ones. Anyway, I have a friend who is telling me how her boyfriend loved watching her take her tampons out. He would want to go into the bathroom with her and it would turn him on. He would get upset when she wouldn't let him do it. Not sure if you've talked about this yet or heard anything like it, but I said, oh, this is some horrible decision shit that Weezy needs to research. First of all, bitch, I don't know what the fuck.
Because you be liking blood. We know this already.
I like to fuck in my period. It doesn't mean I like blood. So I did try to research this. Found nothing about men like watching it. All I could find was like period sex on Pornhub. I have no idea what this shit is, but I want to ask you.
I've seen something about this.
You have?
Of course. I'm an official box hunter. We talked about this.
Hold on. If your shorty was turned on by blood and wanted you to watch her take it out before y'all had period sex.
Yeah, I guess I'll watch.
It's really?
It don't really do nothing for me, though.
It wouldn't do nothing for me either.
Yeah, but, I mean, if that's what she into, then...
Because to me, it's like...
So, real quick.
Uh-huh.
From Dr. Mark Griffiths. It's a blog. There is a brief look into hematophilia and sexualized tampon use.
No.
Yes. So,
okay.
There are other blogs that include paraphilic vampirism and menophilia. By the way, this is taking us back to original Horrible Decision days. If you haven't, we used to do Kink of the Week, where all of these philias were like talked about. But paraphilic vampirism, menophilia, i.e. a sexual paraphilia in which individuals derive sexual arousal from menstruating females. There's also something that includes, though, sexualized use of tampons. Keep talking to him. I'm going to find you.
The only thing that I saw when I was looking it up were people that wanted to like suck on them and do crazy. That
is suck on what?
The tampon.
The used tampon?
Yes.
Nah, not fucking me.
Son, crazy as fuck.
That's all.
Now, I'll tell you
hold
this.
On. You have to suck a tampon to keep your mama alive.
She's going to die.
Damn. Now, we had Dante Nero on. And he said he took the tampon out with his teeth. Son. That's fucking nasty. You know what makes me feel even worse? Because I don't wear tampons. I wear pads. And I feel like that's such like a less sexy thing. So if I had a nigga that was like...
You ever got your pussy ate on your period?
Yeah. Just the clit.
Just the clit.
My ex-girlfriend too. Like if she was light day, I'm on the clit all day.
And no blood.
About?
I was trying to explain that to these niggas the other day.
I would like to read a story.
But tampons, you know when your shit is crazy though.
Yeah, if it's too... If it's bloody,
I know
then
when my shit is
that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But like... With my ex-girl, like, she mad was the same time frame.
You play with a tampon string?
No.
That's
you do?
You just move it to the side? I just move it to the side.
Nah, she would take it out because we would scissor. Oh. So she would take it out, but I would just, like, suck on the clip before we start scissoring. I don't give a fuck, bro.
So.
Oh, no. Nah, it'll keep it in.
Apparently, they're called string lovers.
Whoa.
Okay.
Here's an excerpt, real quick. I have a fetish for tampons.
This is from whitepeoplethings.com.
I don't know. It doesn't say the person's race, okay? But he did sign string lover. I have a fetish for tampons.
No.
Lots of people think it's disgusting, and a lot of girls especially. But since I was in junior high, I've been fascinated by girls' periods and began sneaking into toilets at an early age to
look.
Son,
this isn't real.
Well, yes, it is real. Hold on. There are cool spy cam videos of girls changing tampons. I love them. Why? This is a porn category? Hold on.
Why?
I found a good unisex bathroom in our building can go there and find fresh tampons.
Why?
The idea that it was just in a girl's vagina and that she was sitting there slipping it out and a new one in turns me on.
No.
And I'll often masturbate.
Why?
Sometimes there is blood on the bottom of the seat. I love pictures of girls with the tampon string showing and having sex during my girlfriend's period. I found a site where girls discuss their periods often in detail, day by day, and I like to read it.
Please.
Signed, a string lover.
String lover is crazy.
Bro!
I have a question.
I hate horrible decisions. I just wanted to be said, like,
is that not wild?
I thought we were just going to laugh about it and be like, thanks for watching.
No, bitch. It's called research. It's we give you guys the tea.
Okay, can I be honest? If anyone out there is listening, I do want to start. I know we've been talking about it, incorporating like phone calls and shit like that. This is the nigga we need to call.
I know.
If you are a string lover, I want you to contact us at horribledecisions@gmail.com.
Yes.
Please.
Wait, real quick.
Eden will call you.
Please, before we get out, I have one more because this is true. One moment. This one's a short one.
How do you know it's true?
Oh my God, because I don't know. This one is signed. This one is signed by unpotty trained fireman.
What?
Hold on.
All right.
I am a 37-year-old male that has a tampon fetish.
Nice.
Listen to what he likes to do.
Mm-hmm. No.
I love to insert tampons into my rectum.
Ah, there we go.
When I insert it, I get turned on and sometimes blow my load. He's definitely white. It feels so good inside my rectum that I do it daily. It helps hold my poop in, and to my bowel movement is so backed up that it pushes the tampon out and my poop goes into my diaper. Oh, that is usually already soaked full of warm. Oh, this is a diaper fetish nigga. This is a kinky motherfucker.
Definitely.
He said the feel of the pee and the BM is so great. I don't know what BM means. Oh, bowel movement.
Ah.
Any women that would like me to do this to them would be awesome. While you are inserting the tampon into my rectum, I'll insert one into yours in return.
That's considerate.
This,
well,
bro, this is
sick. We know what the clip is going to be this week.
Bro, that is wild.
Yeah, that's some.
You know what's wrong with you? Can I just say,
I need you to ask these questions on the street.
You
ever put a tampon in your rectum, nigga?
Take you up a notch. That would. And you know what? I thought the craziest thing we ever did was at Alabama. Hot
pie,
yellow pie. Yeah.
That to me was like the craziest thing I'd ever heard.
That's wild.
Wait, now Alabama what?
Alabama sun pie. But basically, it's when someone shits in another woman's pussy. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's called an Alabama.
I don't play with
an Alabama pie, right?
I never heard that.
Alabama, some nasty ass motherfucker.
Well, you haven't been to enough streets. How about that?
Yeah, Alabama pie.
Why don't you go to Murray Hill or something?
No, nigga, go to the Bronx. I bet you they nasty up in the Bronx.
Nah, I feel like niggas is be on regular shit. They be too scared.
I'm sorry.
But you put a camera
Alabama
in a like in a white boy's face that's drunk on Murray Hill after what's that bar? Saddle something. What's
by the way, Alabama Hot Pocket
Saloon.
I think
I don't know what you're talking about.
Gem Saloon,
something like that.
Where's
one
that?
Of them shits. It's on 28th and Lex. I used to go there when I worked around the area, but all these drunk white boys be wilding. And I just feel like drunk white boys love to outdo each other. And they'd be like, yo, I suck my friend's dick.
I was about to say, they all going to be the sucking dick.
Right. Now, the craziest story I heard, though, not to cut you out, is this dude told me he was getting head from this girl while her dog ate her pussy.
Ain't no way. Bro. Ain't no fuck. That's
what I said.
Reality.
That's what I said.
Gross.
And then.
I'm judging. We say nothing. No kids.
Animals
and dead bodies.
No,
sorry.
Listen.
That's the only type of human body I'm going to judge you.
I told him. I'm like, yo, you lying, bro. This nigga sent the video.
Wow.
The dog was definitely.
Okay, when I worked at a cell phone store, me and Vinny worked there together. Not saying that you're supposed to do this because this is illegal. At the time, Vinny would be like, can you come to the back, please, just for a moment? I'm having an issue. We'd be in the back. He'd be like, bitch, look at this shit. So we'd be looking at dicks and shit like that. But there would be a lot of, like, doggy eating pussy porn.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of
here. And people, I swore they knew when I come back that they knew I saw the shit.
Yeah.
Oh, but when I gave my phone up to the Apple store recently,
because
I had an issue, them niggas came out and looked at me like, bitch.
Oh, you didn't clear it?
Clears their phone when they
see my screen, and I was like, oh, I think there's like an issue with the LCD.
You're tripping.
And the last video I took, this is what pissed me off. So the last video I took, like, this dude wanted me to like fuck myself. It was BDD or something. And I was like, no, I'm not fucking doing that shit. And well, damn.
And then you did it.
No, no. I put the camera like next to me. It was flipped over and all he could hear is my pussy. I put it next to my pussy so he could only listen to the sound of my pussy and like me masturbating but couldn't see anything. Oh, nigga. Them niggas came out and looked at me like, bitch, you freaky.
That's not as bad though, because your face is not in it.
Yeah, what? When you, and I'm like, you can hear pussy? Dude, that's even nastier that's to me. Cool.
It's giving mac and cheese.
I like mac and cheese. I fuck
you
mac
know,
cheese.
Just so you remember. I feel like sonically it's a better experience.
Sonically.
And only if I can see on, visually and sonically. I gotta be able to see it too.
I'm nah, fuck person. That. He was asking for the video too much.
See what I mean? That's why I don't send videos. Niggas be wanting too much. You send them the tits, they want the pussy. You send them the pussy, they want the boot hole. Ain't nobody doing all
that. Nah, that's the thing. I'm not asking for tits or pussy. Just spread your ass. And I'm gonna
see. So you wanna see the boot hole?
Yeah. Facts.
Okay.
Because if you do that, you nasty. And I like that.
Oh my goodness.
That's my vibe.
You're nasty. And I like that.
I like it a lot.
All right. Tell people where to find you and send their asshole pics to you.
Super duper humble. Everywhere. SUPADUPAHUMBLE. That's my socials.
And what about your podcast name?
Podcast is Dirty Street Confessions Podcast.
All right. And guys, make sure you get your tickets for Roots Picnic. That's right. We are going to be in Philly at the Roots Picnic. That is June 4th and 5th in Philadelphia. Get your tickets. We're going to be there. And we're going to be there with some other like podcast friends, Rory and Maul, Earn Your Leisure, Around the Way Curls, Gillian Wallow, not friends yet, but hopefully we can get on a pod.
What? I can't wait.
They're going to be there. Quest Love.
I told Quest that we're looking for, at least I am, looking for a sub. I just want someone to sit
actually,
on.
Actually, no, I need to fight that nigga because he was supposed to send me these new ass Galaxy lights and I never got them, Quest. I never got them.
I tried to invite him.
I sent him all my Galaxy lights. He copped them and then he was like, oh, I got these dope ones because he got them for free. He's like, I'm going to send. Where they at, Quest? Where they at?
You know what? When you have an Oscar, it's like really difficult to hit.
No, I don't give a fuck.
But I did ask Quest. I said, yo, we're in New York for the next few days. I was like, come on the show. I was like, don't worry. We're going to talk about love and peace and shit. And he was like, you think I'm about to fucking set myself up? Yeah. No, nigga. But I am looking for a sub to sit on during the Roots Picnic. So if you're someone that likes to be a sub or a slave, let me know. I want a footstool and, you know, just something to kick my feet up on. And your back would be great. So let us know if you're in Philly.
Boom. Also, you see the merch if you're watching us on YouTube. Make sure you go to whorehive.com and get our merch. Also, make sure if you haven't yet, there are very few tickets left for my formal erotic dining experience. That is Memorial Day weekend, May the 28th here in New York. We also have a play party, location disclosed once you are vetted and approved. So go to limitlessluxls.com, go through the vetting process and you can purchase tickets. Also, if you want bonus content, join us on Patreon.
Patreon.
patreon.com/horrible decisions.
I'm really going to try to make this dinner.
Would
I pass the vetting process?
Nope. I'm going to make sure you're declined.
Got him.
No, but you should come. It'll be dope.
I think I'm going to be in LA that weekend. I really want to come. It's on a Saturday?
It's on a Saturday, and then play party is on Sunday.
Do I get to be a big letter or a little letter?
You choose. You get to choose if you want to be one. I'm going to be a big letter, bitch.
Because I ain't about to have Mandy tell me what to get her to eat. I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, Weezy, you can only come if you be my little letter.
Fuck out of here, bitch.
You
got
to be my little letter, bitch. Be like, yeah, give me a drink. Sorry. Again, make sure you check us out on Patreon. We are going to leave you with a 5-minute bonus clip, maybe on YouTube, maybe not, motherfuckers, okay?
Sorry.
We don't know if it's going to be there. It may not be.
Depends when this
it's okay. Me. And if you want to listen to it, how about you go on over to the motherfucking audio, listening, DSPs, whatever, and listen to us.
Why don't you have Eden do the clip, the 5-minute clip? Why don't you do that for them, Eden? Because niggas in the YouTube comments complaining.
Well, no, if they want to hear the whole shit, just come on fucking Patreon.
There you go. See, that's why.
Fuck I that. Agree. If you want to hear the bonus content, take your ass over to Patreon. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to yet another episode of
Bye. Hold Glad.
This is your own.
Take your tampons out.
Bye. Yeah, hold didn't have soldieries on their feet. But instead of that, what they did have was the fucking tube socks and slides. And we know that's a Southern thing. So they were walking around with tube socks, slides, and towels because, of course, they needed towels around their waist if they were naked. They did have a full buffet, which I will say was amazing. At midnight, they switched to breakfast. And I will say one of the other things is we didn't show up till about 1.
Not Mandy talking about the menu.
No, the menu was great. They had grits, cheese, biscuits, like everything. But what's also crazy,
I don't want to eat cheese in a sex club. Ah, charcuterie plate, I guess.
I'm not gonna lie. It was good. So what happened and what we noticed is we went during the swap off. And what I mean by that is as we were coming up, it was nothing but a line of black folks and all the whites were coming out. And I will say, y'all know Zachary, who's been on the show, I mentioned he was at a sex club and I was like, I just found him to be very good looking. And when we go to NSFW, that's the only sex club I've gone to with so like with more white people than black, mm-hmm. but they're good looking people. Bitch, the white people in Atlanta, I felt like they all had Confederate flags and shotguns in their car.
They were like, we're going to get us some BBC and we're going to take that black bitch down.
No, bro, it was, I was like, I was talking to my homegirl and I was like, these white people scare me. Like, I'm scared. Outside of that, again, shout out to Chelsea. We talked about sex club music. The DJ was awful, so he didn't set any sort of type of mood.
What kind of music was it?
It was like, it made you want to twerk. So like literally you see one person sucking dick and the next couple is twerking. Like, it was just like, it was club music. So I didn't like that.
I'm gonna shake my money maker. Oh, sorry, it's free here.
Yeah, I didn't like that. and then my first experience ever. Now, ladies, if you haven't yet, go on over to listen to my other podcast, Period Sis. But one of the rooms I walked in smelled like...
dick cheese.
No, not dick cheese. It was a woman, for sure. It was a woman, and me and my homegirl walked in, and I had to walk immediately out. And I was...
smell and taste.
This is the first time at a sex club that I think I've come across someone with bad hygiene that stunk up a whole room. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. I gotta leave this room.
Ew.
And then what's crazy is I did end up meeting a couple, girl, with 30 minutes to spare. We were there until it closed. I really liked the guy, actually.
You stayed all night at a club that smelled like
BV? We did, because I was there for research. Well, only one of the rooms smelled like BV. I was there for research purposes. This was also the largest sex club I had ever been to in my life. So it was...
Two floors, right?
No, it wasn't two floors at all. But when you walk in... there's a bar, then the buffet, a whole seating area, then a whole dance floor.
Describe the club that we may have went to for the size. Marquee?
It was big, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't even know how to explain it, even to a restaurant.
Tier in Orlando.
No, because it's not upstairs, downstairs. It's just long. It's just long, and there's so many rooms. Mind you, they had at least eight private rooms. And within the private rooms were mirrored, like you could see to the other room, but you could also see yourself type of thing. It was really
two-way sexy. Mirror.
Two-way mirror. No. There you go.
Oh, something like that. But it was... So you had sex with the couple?
No, I didn't have sex with the couple. I ended up meeting the couple at the bar, and then we ended up going into the playroom. By this time again, it was maybe 3:30. They had already done last call at the bar. So we went into the room. I wanted, like, the girl was really pretty, but you could tell she was also a dumb. Like, she was super in charge. So, girl, as we're walking, I heard the whole story. So she was 40. He was 27. She also let me know that she had 7 children.
Okay. Like,
yes. So we sit down in the fuck area, like the main room where people have sex. And we start...
I'm sorry, Mandy out. Said the fuck area. Like the fuck area. The fucking and the non-fucking section.
No, the fucking area. So we lay down and we start making out. Then we start three-way making out. And she was really pretty. And then we stopped and she looked at me and she was like, do you work here? And I was like, what? She was like, are you being paid to talk to us? Like, is this... I guess she has gone to parties like this, which we've talked about. They hire girls to make it look good.
Yeah.
So literally in between kissing, she stopped and asked me if I was a worker. And I was like, girl, no, this is my lifestyle. Bitch, I does this. Thank you very much.
Right.
I don't live here and I'm here just to experience it. So we...
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.